Today, I'll be sharing 5 tips for student engagement in an online environment. Back in a moment. This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. I've been teaching for 22 years, starting my career at a private school, moving to a suburban high school, and now I'm at a Title I middle school. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find show notes and links mentioned in the podcast at jamesdevine.net. Maybe you might want to call in with a question of your own to 719-238-4193. I'm very fortunate to work in a school that has an excellent collegial environment. Right now, we have our dean and our, usually who's our in-school suspension supervisor, working together to help the teachers to gain more engagement for our online students during the pandemic. And they have been really good at taking things on and letting us just be able to teach and focus on that. So, for example, they created a form that we can fill out when we're not getting engagement from students. And then they follow up with the parents and with the student to try to see what's going on. And that has really helped a lot. Here's some things that I have found that have worked for me, and I hope that they are helpful to you for engaging students in an online environment. Number one, ask questions. Ask a lot of questions. Most of you probably already do this in the classroom, but also do this online. And you can start keeping track of who you ask questions by. I keep a roster next to me, and in the roster, I have the columns next to the students' names. And I start keeping track of when I ask someone a question. And my goal is to get through everybody at least once a week. In a smaller class, I might get through everybody twice a week and asking them a question to respond to something that we're learning. And I really encourage them, if they're not feeling comfortable responding, I'm encouraging them to at least say what they know, to at least say something, and then we can go from there. And sometimes I ask them a follow-up question. So ask questions. Number two, now you might say, yes, but how do we do this? Get them to turn on their video. I've noticed a difference between my 6th and my 8th graders. The 6th graders are more willing to share and turn on their video. And in the 8th grade, it sometimes feels like that nobody's there. I don't see them. They don't respond until I started this strategy of asking more questions in number one. But here's what we've come to the conclusion too in my district. The lawyers apparently said we can't require students to turn their videos on. And it makes a lot of sense why we can't do that, because you're kind of invading the privacy of their home. They could have parents who are walking around not properly dressed, or you're just getting a peek behind the curtain of what might be something that's private for them. But something that I have found that works quite well, and this works really well for band and orchestra assignments also, is to make some of my assignments actual video assignments. We use a platform called Schoology at my school, and it allows the students to submit a video. And when they submit the video, I tell them that they're required to show their face. I make it comfortable for them by telling them in advance that no one is going to see this video. I'm not going to share it with anybody. I'm the only one that's going to see that. And that has seemed to really help them. I would say out of 100 students, I have like 98 that do the video assignment. The other two, they point their video at the ceiling, and I try not to mess with it too much. If I see their forehead in there, then I figure that's a big step for them. But have them do some of their assignments as videos. Number three, in the platform we use in Schoology, it will show me the students who are in progress in their assignment. Now, in progress just means that they've clicked on it and they're looking at it. It doesn't necessarily tell me whether they're answering the questions or submitting the assignment, but at least they've gone to the assignment and they've at least opened it up. So when I see that there are students who are not in progress, I start emailing them. And the crazy thing is that there's a lot of them who respond to that email, and I notice you're not in there doing your assignment. And then sometimes they tell me maybe their internet isn't working right. And that's okay. We try to figure that out, or how to make that work. Or I keep following up with them, or I connect them to our tech person at our school. But sometimes they say, oh, I'm so sorry. I just got busy. I was cleaning my room. I don't really believe that they're cleaning their room, but that's one of the things that they tell me sometimes. Or I got sidetracked with something. So that email, for some reason, they pay attention to that. Not all of them, but some of them who would have not done the assignment. And then I can go in there and see that they are in progress and working on that assignment. Number four, sometimes just give an assignment to show that they are listening. So for example, I might give a lecture or more appropriately, I might read a story and then I want the students to be paying attention to the story. And I'll ask a question that's very easy for them to answer that if they have been listening. Now, if they haven't been listening, then they'll think I'm speaking Greek or they won't do the assignment sometimes. So sometimes it's just something like send me an email, because some of them have gotten the hang of knowing to look in Schoology for their assignment and they'll try to do it in advance or do it sometime during the class. But if I say, okay, send me an email, now I know who's been listening, and then that gives me a chance to be able to follow up on the ones who haven't been listening. And that it goes without saying that I had to kind of train them to be used to sending me an email. So this is something they already know how to do. And number five, I love this one. I use it in classroom all the time. I'll share a story first from my early years of teaching. I've never been a tie guy. And my second, third year of teaching, I had a headmaster at the private school I taught at. And she could always tell when we had a concert, because she would say, oh, Mr. Devine, you have a concert tonight because I see you're wearing a tie. And I hate being predictable. So I started wearing a tie just to fool her. And the next time she saw me with the tie on, she said, oh, Mr. Vine, you have a concert tonight. And I said, no, I just put the tie on because I didn't want to be predictable to you. And she thought that was funny. And so be unpredictable. Do something different. If you always give a lecture and then always give an assignment and then always do something, the students are going to know to expect that. But if you mix it up, if you turn it around, if you reverse the order of how you're going to do things, if you pop in unexpectedly, if you ask them questions unexpectedly, you're not going to get 100% student engagement, but you're going to get a lot more student engagement. I hope that these tips have been helpful to you. If you would like to just jump on a call for me, a 15-minute call for some free coaching about this music ed business that we're in, please send me an email or send me a text at 719-238-4193. I'd be glad to get together with you.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.